I guess Michael Strahan fessed up last week. He's going to keep the gap between his teeth. He pulled an April Fool's prank, and we had a gap between songs there. So we got a thing called auto start, Jason. And if you don't auto start from one to the other, they don't naturally flow. And I was out of the studio, and so we had a bit of a time for meditation for the people there between songs this morning. So there we go.
Nice reframe. I think that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, right. Well, this is good. I'm talking to you on a Monday, and a lot of times here during the pandemic, I haven't seen you over the weekend, but this weekend I saw you on Saturday and Sunday. Wow, I feel blessed.
Yeah, no doubt. We stopped over. A reader blessed us with some books again, which books are always a blessing to me.
It's Bob, the listener. Bob, the listener on the north side of Eau Claire, he had given us a Eugene Peterson book, and now he gave us each two more books, so he's loading up our libraries.
Yeah, that's again a real gift. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Bob. Yeah.
And so we and then saw you at church on Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. We haven't been going in person for quite a while, and Tessa's my youngest, both went on Sunday and really just enjoyed being in worship physically, and I didn't think it was going to benefit me as much as it did, and it was just really good to be there. And you had stopped over on the weekend, and I think some of my relational tanks were filled up more this weekend. So
yeah, no, it was great. And your daughter, you know, it's interesting, kind of some of the overlap. Even we're close, but even some of the family. Like, Tessa had not been over for a long, long time, but she feels like part of a family, and happy 12th birthday
right.
to her. We didn't get that shout-out. You can tell her we now have on the radio.
Yeah.
And then, my daughter Evelyn thinks of you, like, as a second dad. So, I mean, it's just kind of cool the way it works sometimes. So.
Yeah, I was thinking about Evelyn a lot yesterday. And, you know, again, I think it's interesting when we think about the people we encounter in our lives, how they kind of circle back around and fill our thoughts. And you know, what a neat opportunity to stop and pray for folks when they enter our thoughts and our minds.
I want to just, it's something that you and I, something that developed, a Facebook post that I put that got 150 likes, basically. It was just simple, and it was kind of inspired discussions we've had, and then even our church service yesterday, the message, just the idea of, all right, he rose from the dead, so do you believe it, and what impact is it having? And I don't know, I just said, hey, everybody, now let's live like he's risen, like the same spirit that raised him from the dead is living inside us. And even as I say, I'm thinking a lot about, you know, a lot of people's commenting on Facebook yesterday, he is risen, he's risen indeed, that's fun on Easter. But, like, do we believe it? Shouldn't it impact the way we treat people?
Yes. You know, and I think that that's a really good reminder. I saw it yesterday when you had posted it too, and I thought, yes, exactly. That's where we need to be headed. One of the books that Bob had given us was from Eugene Peterson, Hallelujah Banquet. And one of Eugene Peterson's big themes was being people of the resurrection and, you know, living life as though Christ did come back to life, not just in some future kingdom, but right now. And so what does that look like? How do we love well, knowing what Christ accomplished on the cross?
Well, I love that. You know, you're big on having a word for the year. I know yours is beauty. And trying to think, mine was spirit-led, and I think of kind of relationship. Boy, okay, I got to think about that more. But I love that. People of the resurrection, let's embrace that. Let's let, as great as Easter is, it's true. He is risen. He is risen indeed. So may that spirit empower us to live as people of the resurrection today.
Yeah. You know, and I think, too, that, and maybe we've talked about this before, the Matthew 28, the Great Commission, you know, it says, Jesus says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, right? Baptizing them. And when he's talking about making disciples, it's not just making converts. It's not just, say, getting people to make a decision for Jesus. It's how do we become the kind of people who love like Jesus did?
No, that, and in fact, in closing here, I'm talking with my wife, great to receive her back on Saturday night, 9:30 or so at the Eau Claire Airport. So, you know, more than 2 weeks away, and, I mean, it's close to 20 trips. We lost count of how many. So it's a lot of round trips and a lot of travel, even since we moved back from Liberia, many more. And so But just when she boiled it all down to what she tries to do there, we can talk about being the hands and feet of Jesus, but she's just like, you know, that's it, what you just said there, loving like Jesus loved, the admonition from John 13, 34, and 35 that Schaefer called the mark of the Christian. That's it, whether it's here in America or overseas or wherever we might find ourselves. So, all right.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Jason. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yes.
Lots more to talk about here on WWIB. First thoughts, best 5 minutes of the day. All right, Drew Fralick, the comedian, actually counselor comedian. We want to get that that order correct. I guess his day job, the bulk of the time, is he's a respected counselor. But then for laughs and kicks and giggles, he does stand-up comedy as well. And he joins us on Mondays from Michigan, Susan and I. Susan, by the way, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Drew.
Good morning. I love how you said respected counselor. I appreciate that, Mark. That's very kind of you.
Respected and respected comedian.
Unknown comedian and respected counselor.
But you have a lot of sides to you. I mean, you put out these Drewtopian visions, and I think was the clubhouse junior meeting? Was that over the weekend?
That was on Saturday. Yeah, we did the...
No, am I calling... My Clubhouse Junior, I think, is a Focus in the Family Kids magazine, yeah, so it's just called Clubhouse, right?
Well, you've got the Clubhouse app, you've got Mickey Mouse's Clubhouse, and you've got Clubhouse Junior, so it gets very confusing.
It does.
People know it. People are like, you're talking about Mickey? What's going on there? You know. So, no, it's an app. It's for the young people, you know? It's the young folks.
It kind of reminds me, I went into Festival Foods yesterday, the one on Birch Street in Eau Claire, and multiple people were wearing like bunny ears. So
oh,
I'm like,
brother.
When you do your Clubhouse event, do people mistakenly show up with like Mickey Mouse ears then? Or
he wishes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would make it like 10 times cooler if we had like outfits and stuff. I wish.
And Drew would say, I'm the big cheese here.
Yeah, right.
To all you mice.
So
you would love, Mark, you would love Clubhouse. It's all audio. So
okay.
It's like radio. It's like you would shine like a star on this
so,
app.
I mean, there's,
you know,
not
with your beautiful voice.
There's not Zoom. I mean, yeah, because we don't see you right now. So, I mean, it's not like there's not a visual aspect to Clubhouse.
There's no visual aspect, you know. So it's like me on there with my like ratty sounding voice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it's okay. But Mark, this, you got to get on Clubhouse. I think this is the next thing for
all right
for the radio station.
There's so many platforms, you know. Good grief. Hey, what about Easter? Talk to me about Easter.
Well, Easter. Okay, so there's tons of questions that, you know, Easter, like the traditional holiday, I can kind of wrap my mind around. But the other stuff that sort of popped up around it, I'm confused, you know. First of all, we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus, a Jew, by eating a gigantic ham. And I'm, you know, I'm kind of like, if he showed up and it's like, hey, we're throwing a party for it, he's like, sweet, what's on the menu? And you're like, ham. And he's like, come on, how can you guys do this to me? Like,
but
you messed up my birthday too. You did this at Christmas. Come on, guys, get with the program.
Somebody said, you know, there was a good post I saw. Paraphrase. I mean, it's like the cross is the death to the old, and the resurrection's the birth to the new. So yeah, we know about all those restrictions on pork, but now you celebrate. It's freedom.
Ah, it's freedom and pork. Okay,
I guess.
Wow.
Okay. Well, I got another question for you here, Mark.
Yeah.
You can help me out. Maybe you can be my therapist for
okay
a moment here.
Susan and I will try. Susan and
this
I
may here take more than 5 minutes. So my mom, each Easter, she sends me a new shirt in a box.
Okay.
What do you make of that?
Susan's a mom, so Susan, you got two sons.
I am telling you, there is something in a mother's DNA that activates when she gives birth. There are new clothes at Easter. You need new clothes at Easter.
That's
you should
is
just thank God that you don't have a little hat with that. Probably suspenders and a bow tie.
Oh, no.
That's great.
That's it. That's it, dude. That's
we cannot top that, Drew. So there you go. Take that and try to be as good a counselor as she just was to you. Drew Fralick in Michigan this Monday morning, solving his problems here and explaining his life to him on the WIB Wake Up Show. All right, it's the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. Ladies first, how was your weekend?
It was a fun weekend. And we have that tradition. We're Protestant. So that paschal greeting where you say, I would say, he is risen. And you would
he
say,
is risen
he
indeed.
Is risen indeed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we grew up with that. My daughter, Kat, is dating an amazing guy, Zach. And so she texted him, he is risen. And he texted back, yay! With lots of exclamation points. And I thought, I almost like that better.
And there you go.
How about you, Mark?
You know, I like resurrection anyway, shape or form. But two of mine had to do with Altoona. On Saturday afternoon, very warm, right? And it's around 4. And Elena's just like, hey, can my friend come over and can you take us over to Lake Altoona? And I'm like, you want to go swimming? I know it's really warm. And no, she wanted to just like play on the sand. They wanted to do aww, like gymnastics on the sand.
Huh. Nice.
And then hang out on the playground. And it was great. It was peaceful. And it was, you know, some boaters out there. My friend Brian Christensen, who's a listener, he did get out on the water. The water was 44 degrees, by the way.
Don't fall in.
And just 2 weeks ago, there was still, you could walk
there
out.
There was. There was
so
ice.
That's amazing. Secondly, then, yesterday, we had a picnic, an Easter picnic. This was our oldest, Evelyn's brainchild. And you know, I hadn't been down to the walking path area. River Prairie Park is amazing.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
I mean, hats off to Altoona, and none of us live there now. But, I mean, the fact is, and they have a little cage on the walking trail. We as a family, call it the bird cage. And we went inside of that enclosed structure and had our picnic.
Okay. Aww.
And apparently there's usually a table in there, but there's not right now. So we sat on the ground on a blanket, and it was bonding.
Very nice.
Yes. So that was part of our weekend.
And I agree. That is a wonderful path.
Yeah.
Very windy. Lots of little places to look at the river.
And is there a bigger flag on the planet?
No.
Speaking of bonding, I have to say something that I enjoyed. It was just simple, but something on Saturday. So Lindsay and Nora were at the house bebopping around, and I said, can I just take Cooper with me? We had some groceries to pick up. And so grocery shopping with my boy was a memory from Saturday. And Cooper just, he loves, for one thing, just getting out of the house and shopping. But one of the things that I enjoyed the most is I called Lindsay to get some clarification on something on our list, and he asked if he could talk to Nora because he wanted to check in on little sister and see how she was doing. And then he would not give the phone back. And so he just started talking to Nora and then to Mama. And so we're going through, and I'm trying to remember by memory what was on the list as we're going through with Cooper with my big, massive phone to the side of his head, just strolling through Aldi, feeling like a big shot as he's just talking to Mom, and he's describing everything in every aisle that we went through and everything that I'm putting in the cart, including some things that weren't on the list that Daddy just kind of wanted.
Like seasonal Oreos.
Yes. Anyway, so that was
he's a future broadcaster, maybe.
Yeah, right? I very much enjoyed a little extra time with the 6-year old.
Great.
All right, our best jokes of the week, setting the bar low to invite you to call 715-396-1670 with your even better joke. I'll start it off. What do you call an everyday potato?
I don't know.
I don't know.
How about a commentator?
Funny.
That's good. Get us out of the gate.
Here we go.
What did the green grape say to the purple grape? Breathe, man. Breathe.
Okay. How about this one for me? Bigfoot is sometimes confused with Sasquatch, yet he never complains.
Oh, man.
You have to think about that one just a bit.
Yeah.
Hey, shout out to anybody who's ever frantically looked for their cell phone while talking on it. You're my people.
I have done that.
A man walked into a library and ordered a hamburger. The librarian says, this is a library. And the man apologized and said, I'd like a hamburger, please. Get it? He whispers. Library.
Okay. I need
whispers.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
Thank you.
Never mind.
One for more for me here on a Make Us Laugh Monday. I think Mark and Susan have more. But here's my last one today. I got fired from my last job, even though I always gave 100%. Apparently, that's not how you grade exams.
Oh, man.
I don't know, you guys. I don't know if I'm ever going to figure out this technology thing. I mean, for a password, I put in Mickey, Minnie, Goofy, Donald, Pluto, Huey, Louie, Dewey, Dublin, because it called for 8 characters and said at least one capital.
Okay, that's funny. Did you hear about the restaurant in space? It had great food, but no atmosphere.
There you go. Make Us Laugh Monday on the Wib Wake Up Show. The bar has been set. It is low. We would love to hear from you. 715-396-1670. Leave us a voicemail. Well, our presenting sponsor is in the house, Marquardt Motors, your hometown Chevy dealership. We have Craig Geisler in with us. And Craig, we saw you with some great support for our parking lot picnics this summer. And now Marquardt has jumped in to be the presenting sponsor of something we've never done before, because we've seen events that we've never seen before here in Wisconsin. It's Wisconsin's biggest tip jar. And we welcome you in here on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Let's talk a little bit about, again, this program. For those who are maybe just joining us, Wisconsin's Biggest Tip Jar is inspired, Craig, by the most devastating year ever for the restaurant industry. And so we're thinking about our local, our area Wisconsin restaurants, restaurant operators, almost 13,000 in 2019, almost 13,000 local Wisconsin restaurants. Almost 10% of the Wisconsin workforce back then was employed in the food service and restaurant industry. And it was a devastating year last year, especially for those who depended on tips. And so what we want to do here is be able to surprise, encourage, and bless local restaurant workers with some big tips. And it started off with, we needed business sponsors to jump in behind us and say, we're going to put some matching funds into this online tip jar and then give you a week to challenge your listeners to match it. And Marquardt came in with $2,500. Wow. When we broached this topic to you, what was attractive about it to you guys at Marquardt?
Well, I mean, I saw your offer there, Caleb, and I read it, and I'm like, I like this. I like this a lot. And I brought it to my general manager, Matt Murray. He goes, yes. simply because, I mean, who doesn't love a night out?
Yeah.
Restaurants. The Triple Valley has wonderful establishments. I've immediately thought of Steak at Hooligans, Catfish at Stella's, you know, Brazina's Fish. We were excited. We were just really glad. Everybody who's given us patronage over the years, we like to give back. Marquardt's been in the area 50 years. Nothing's better than supporting more local businesses.
I love that.
And I know, too, I mean, Marquardt gives back to so many different causes and in so many different ways. And so you guys really made this go to start it off, putting $2,500 in, and that spurred on others. We now have $3,660 available to be matched by this Friday. And I know as well, too, you mentioned just, I mean, that's just a handful just off the top of your head of local restaurants. And we think about, again, some of these that are locally owned, they employ local workers. And so this is a chance to give back and to give some encouragement.
Most definitely. I think, we look at it as a team effort. Wasn't for other local businesses, we'd have a hard time doing what we do. So let's just support each other. And again, I mean, probably the biggest, and I'll speak for myself, and I'm sure I can speak for a lot of individuals at Marquardt, is it was really tough this past year not having our local establishments maybe open.
Yeah.
Knowing how that affected, I don't know how many times I thought to myself, just imagine the revenue they're losing.
Right.
The paychecks people are losing, the families that are going to be suffering. It's probably the worst thing about this last year, and we've got this opportunity, and we're just very, very glad to do what we can to give back to the community.
Yeah. And it's interesting because as you're talking, I'm thinking, well, GM can make the cars, but unless Marquardt's there to deliver the cars to us, we're sunk. The chef can make a beautiful, amazing dish without those servers that come. They are such an important part, and they can really bring the joy. It's very brave in the middle of all this to come and face the public whose spirits are maybe down. This is a big treat, and you get a good server, and it just turns your day around.
It does. It does. And when we were saying that, I was thinking of a number of times in the past few months we were at an establishment, and service was wonderful. And
yeah.
I thought, they're out in this every day.
Exactly.
Wearing a mask. Every minute they're at work, which, as we all know, is challenging, but it's the right thing to do. So, yes, we're wonderful, wonderful people in the community.
The thing about this promotion, Craig, from Marquardt, is that it's short. It's 1 week. And so maybe if you would, in closing here, just speak directly to that listener in their kitchen, in their car, on the job already this morning, why they should get involved at WIB.com. Right now, this week, because this is a short game, okay? This is going to be over before we know it, so.
Well, I would, first of all, obviously thank all of our establishments, servers, restaurant providers, bartenders. I think the best thing to do is do the carry out, make the tips, and just really help people help themselves. Be generous. And we're all in this together, and let's help each other and do what we can.
That's great.
Craig Geisler from Marquardt Motors. Marquardt Motors, your hometown Chevy dealership, our presenting sponsor of Wisconsin's Biggest Tip Jar. This week only, 1 week only, if you go to WWIB.com/tip jar, we have $3,660 available to be matched. And then the fun part is we go out and surprise some of these wonderful local establishments and their servers with some big, big tips. You can be a part of it again. WIB.com, WWIB.com/tip jar.
You're older than you've ever been, and now you're even older, and now you're even older, and now you're even older. You're older than you've ever been, and now you're even older, and now you're older still.
And this is what we're going to talk about. My sister is having a birthday today. I thought Kayla was playing
happy
that for
birthday.
Her.
Happy birthday.
Over to my two, Julie in Wauwatosa with a birthday today. She doesn't post her age on Facebook, so I won't mention how many years behind me she was born.
No need.
No. But my younger sister was born in 1970, so you can figure it out.
Okay.
A study of 2,000 adults found men believe they reach middle age at age 48, while women believe they reach it at 45.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess people can figure which two members of the show are over the hill. The survey also asked to name some of the signs of middle age, and this is fun, the top 10 responses. Starting off with feeling stiff is a sign that you're
achy
over the hill.
I think the fun part of this is, as the junior member of the show at 33, how many of these I'm already experiencing.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. I think that is.
Feeling stiff? Yep.
We can see Caleb get slowly out of the chair. Yes.
Or how about the size of the bottle of ibuprofen and Tylenol? You now start getting it in, like, the quart milk size.
Right.
That's what I do.
Get it in bulk.
Okay, the next sign would be feeling middle-aged would be the middle-aged belly.
Yes, the belly.
Yeah, the little,
spare
muffin
tire.
Top, spare tire, what you will.
Yes, especially after all the Easter candy I ate yesterday. Yep, I'm 2 for 2 so far. Signs of middle age, according to a recent survey, groaning when you bend down.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Yeah. Susan? Are we all 3 for 3 on these?
Yeah.
No comment.
Here's another one. Signs of middle age, saying things like, "It wasn't like that when I was a kid."
No, it wasn't.
I feel like I do that whenever I bring up cassette tapes.
Yeah, right. Sure.
Or how about choosing clothes and shoes for comfort rather than style?
I wore my MyPillow slippers like the entire weekend.
Retweet on that one.
They are comfortable, Caleb.
Yeah. Yes. Forgetfulness. Signs of middle age. Uh-huh. Forgetfulness.
Mm-hmm. It happens.
Totally true.
When you start saying, and you say things to your kids, they're like, "Yeah, you told me that already."
Yeah.
They're like, "Wow." Yeah, okay.
Well, it bears repeating.
The short-term memory. Another sign of middle age is thinking that policemen, teachers, doctors look really young.
They do.
Another one for me would be that.
Thank you for pulling me over, young man.
When you're older than the coach of the Packers, significantly, Matt LaFleur, at least Governor Evers is older than us.
Right. Thank goodness. Yeah. And I know my husband, when he sees patients, a couple of people said, I thought you retired.
Yeah. Thank you.
You know, wouldn't you want someone with a breath
experience.
Of wisdom? Yes, exactly.
Few more signs of middle age here on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Okay, you're going to need a good eye cream because you're going to get lines and skin blemishes. That is true.
I just feel like all my lines are not from frowning, but from smiling and laughing through my life, right? Two more signs of middle age here. Getting more hairy. Ears, eyebrows, nose, face. Yep. Didn't know about a nose hair trimmer until I started getting it. It's like, my wife alerted me to that need.
Here's the thing. How many times do you get bothered by anybody else's nose hair? Not too often, but your own, it stands out like it's under a magnifying glass.
And you
pluck
it and you feel like it's connected directly to your brain stem.
Yes.
Well, that's as bad as a COVID test. And finally, hating noisy restaurants.
Yes.
So you just go, "The music's really loud here in the church."
And I almost, you guys, I almost caught myself rapping on the window at these young kids. I'm like, "Get that Frisbee out of my yard."
Right.
Then you know
you're past middle age.
You've become your neighbor.
Elderly, yes.
I'm 14 years younger than the 47 that this says is middle aged, according to this survey, but I feel like I checked off almost every box.